Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.church. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Good morning, First Baptist Church. It's great to see you and glad that you've come to worship with us on this Palm Sunday. We're thankful to have you here. We had a good early service. Looking forward to this time together. Let me make one quick announcement as we get ready to get started. If you happen to sneak in and did not get one of the communion elements, when we start our first song here in a moment, we would encourage you to step back there and grab one. You're going to need it, and there will not be time to get it later in the service. So I encourage you to get it once we get started with our first song. Would be great, but it is great to see you and glad that you're here with us. If you're participating online, it's an honor to have you worshiping with us. We would invite you to follow the prompts on the screen to let us know that you're there. We know we've got some folks traveling with overlapping of all the spring breaks all around us happening this weekend. So if you're participating there, wherever you are, let us know that you're watching and worshiping with us. We would greatly appreciate that. If you are in the room and you are new to us, we are honored to have you here, and we're honored that you chose to be here on this special Palm Sunday. There is a place that you can tear off on the worship guide that you received when you came in. If you'll tear that off and fill that out, then place it in the offering box as you leave. We'd love to have a record of you being here. That would be great. Let's pray, and then we'll begin. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity to gather and worship you. Lord, you definitely moved among us in our early service. And Lord, we ask you to do that again. Lord, as we will share truth from the word, as we will sing songs to you and then sing songs about you, Lord, my prayer is that everything that's done today would give you the glory and honor that you deserve. And Father, I thank you for those that are here in this room, for those participating online, for those listening on the radio. Father, my prayer is that we would all have an incredible encounter with you this morning, the living God. Lord, that it would not be business as usual in what we do and how we do it, but that we would give you our mind's attention, our heart's affection, that we would stop and focus on who you are and what you're up to. And Lord, we thank you for that. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we are 1 week away from the greatest day in history, Resurrection Sunday. And in the New Testament of the Bible, in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, combined together, that's 89 chapters that tell us about the life of Jesus. It covers about really what is mostly a 3.5 year period of time of his life. But believe it or not, 28 of those 89 books all cover 1 week. It's the week that starts today with Palm Sunday and works its way through the week to where we have the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper there, and then the crucifixion, and then the resurrection. So 28 chapters of God's Word dedicated to this 1 week. We have more information about 1 week in history in those 28 chapters than any other week known to man. So we celebrate together what we learned there, and today we will walk that journey through part of that final week, the Holy Week, what we call Passion Week. But it all begins with Palm Sunday. Jesus fulfilled a 500-year-old prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Listen to these words. Zechariah said this, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." You see, the Jewish people who lined the street that day and waved palm branches as Jesus made his way in, they were hoping for a king and they were expecting him to bring an insurrection. But God himself was declaring Jesus as king and he was planning a resurrection. Amen? There's a great difference. An insurrection would have changed the city. It would have changed the nation. But a resurrection has changed the world. And we are a resurrection people. It's been 2,000 years and we're still living because of the resurrection life. We're still walking in joy. We're still walking in hope. We're still empowered to live that joy and to bring that hope and new life to others. And so we say together and declare, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Would you say that with me? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let's stand together and sing.
What holds your heart? What stirs your soul? What matters come to your mind? The cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time. Seeking you will find. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing.
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says this. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" remembrance is commanded by God in the Bible because he knows how easily you and I tend to forget. In Psalm 77, verse 11, David says this, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. I want to invite you today. We're going to set the stage and we're going to worship all throughout this hour as we move toward communion. We want to start by remembering. So would you take a moment to remember the deeds that God performed throughout the Bible? Go back to Genesis. Make your way all the way to Revelation in your mind. Remember the incredible stories of God and how they relate to our lives. Think back to when a ram was provided for Isaac. And what a reminder that is that God provides for you and for me. Think back to the Passover lamb when the Israelites were stuck in bondage in Egypt and God had had enough and it was time for his people to be free. And so all the plagues happened and then we have the Passover lamb and it pointed, it shouted thousands of years ahead to the cross and to who Jesus was. And then think about that Red Sea moment just a few days later from that same story where you find the Israelites backed up against a wall of water and they find themselves in a place where there's no hope and no way for them. And God, the Waymaker, shows up and parts the Red Sea for them. Think about the story where we have the Israelites wanting to do battle, but God says you wait until you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam trees, and then you will know that the army of the Lord God Almighty has gone out before you to battle. Think about what that sounded like and what that must have been like. Think about Ruth and Boaz. When God shows up and tells us and reminds us that he's our kinsman redeemer, when we can't make a name for ourselves, when we cannot provide for ourselves, he shows up and provides. Think about David and Goliath when we are outnumbered and outmanned and outsized, but God shows up in power because God plus one equals majority. Think about Elijah and the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. Elijah faces 900 false prophets and defeats them all. What a victory. And then just moments later, runs in defeat against one woman. It's a reminder of my own life and maybe yours as well that we can have mountaintop experiences where all is going well in our walk with the Lord. And a moment later, it can come crashing down and we feel like, how in the world could God use someone like me? Am I the only one or is that you too? Think to the other stories that we find in the scripture and what God has for us and how we learn from them that he is our provider time and time again. And now will you take just a moment to remember the powerful way Jesus brought new life to you. Think back to the time you gave your life to Jesus. Do you remember where you were, who you were with? I was 8 years old in the formal living room of the house I grew up in, sitting with the pastor. His name was John Lindsay. He's now with the Lord. Sitting with him as he so simply shared the gospel with me and prayed with me for me to give my life to the Lord. What a blessing that was. I'll never forget that day. That was 45 years ago, but I'll never forget it. To know that God is our provider and he provides salvation for little boys and little girls and he provides it for men and women. He provides it for you and for me. Think back to the people that led you to him, your Sunday school leaders, your training union teachers, if you go back that far, discipleship training. Think about those that influenced you, your parents, your grandparents, that teacher at school, someone that helped point you to Jesus. And then would you think about the time that he showed you grace and mercy, maybe just this week, maybe this month, maybe over the course of your lifetime, the blessings God has provided for you. And for me, he's been so good to us, hasn't he? God is so good. We must start before we ever get to communion with the time of remembering and reflecting. So reflect on the goodness of God. These stories we talk about from the Bible stories are your stories. The Bible stories are my stories. We learn a lesson from each of them. We find our lives in each of those stories. Aren't we so thankful that he has been our provider? He's been our savior. He's been our strength. He's been our help in times of trouble. He's been our advocate, our helper, our friend, our judge, our protector, our shield, our waymaker, our healer. So let's sing this song that talks about who he is in the Bible and what he's doing in our lives. Would you stand with us? You'll know this song.
Tell me the story of Jesus, right on my heart every word. story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth.
God, that's our story, to praise you all day long. This is our story, to stop and thank you for your grace and your mercy, to remember. So, Father, thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated, friends. If you have a relationship with Jesus, then that is your story as well. Let me read to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 13 and 14. Paul says this: "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." God came, Jesus came to set us free. Then down in verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Friends, we have been called to be free. And it is so important that we celebrate communion from a place of freedom, that we do not celebrate it from the shackles of bondage and the shackles of sin. I want to remind you that God has made you new and clean and whole in Him. And He does not take away your eternal life when you mess up, when you sin, when you disobey. He provides new life for you. His grace and mercy is for all time. We can rest in what He has done for us. But it also ought to lead us to live for Him. We live the freedom of Christ. We don't just experience it in our mind and heart. We live it out. And so I want to encourage you to do so. Starting next week, we begin a brand new message series on Resurrection Sunday. It will last for 6 weeks, and it's called Made for More. And we're going to talk about the fact that through freedom in Christ, we have been made for more. We have been made to walk new and in Him. We have been made to walk as those who would talk about who He is and His goodness and His grace and His mercy. We've been made to walk as change agents for the gospel. There's a song that goes with this series. I heard it for the first time on January the 2nd. I was sad putting away Christmas music for a month or so, not for long, but for a little while. Sad to put that away for just a little while, and listening on the internet, found this brand new song that had been released that very day. And I immediately sent it to Don and said, this is it. This is our Resurrection Sunday song. This is what we have to focus on. Why? Because the message of this song is your message and my message. What the chorus says and reminds us of, and you're about to hear the choir sing right now, is a reminder for us that God did not make us to sit in bondage. He didn't make us to wallow in our shame. He made us to walk free and new in Him. So we'll sing this together next week on a Resurrection Sunday. But you listen to Don and the choir as we sing it now.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. 'Cause I was made to be tending a grave. Called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made. I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are.
aren't you glad you're made for more?
Amen.
Sing that out.
So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more.
We're going to sing that little chorus one more time. But would you just close your eyes for just a second as Jenny plays? Just take just a second. Some of us in this room, I'm certain of it, have made a bed in our shame. You just find yourself feeling defeated because of sin or choices, decisions. You may feel like there's no way God can use me in power, but the scripture teaches the opposite so clearly, that God doesn't put us on a shelf, that God calls us. He makes us holy. He calls us to live for Him. And it is for freedom that we have been set free. So I want to encourage you, if you've been dealing with shame, guilt, and regret, repent. Stop. Make repentance for a moment to the Lord. And then don't walk in that shame. He wants you to be free. Sing that with me. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more. I wasn't made to be tending the grave.
I wasn't made to be tending the grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life.
So why, one last time, sing to Him.
So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more.
Jesus, thank You that Your blood is the fountain of grace. We don't have to walk in our shame. We can trust that You have made us whole and clean, and that we are positionally righteous before Your eyes. But God, make us practically righteous. Let it be lived out in our hands and feet. God, let us walk in newness. Let us walk in Your freedom. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be seated, friends. Make no mistake, it's the blood of Jesus that's the fountain of grace. Jesus alone brings salvation. Jesus alone justifies us. Jesus alone is the rock from which we build our lives. Listen to Philippians chapter 2, what Paul says. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Holy Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. What mind are we to have? We're to have the mind of Jesus. We're to have the attitude of Jesus. Have you ever stopped to think that whatever you're called to do for God, you bring an attitude with it? If you're a Sunday school teacher in this room, look at me. The most important thing you bring to your class today in Sunday school was not the lesson, it was your attitude. Because that's what God measures. That's what matters. For those of us in the choir, as we come and we worship and lead worship every week, it's not our vocal ability, it's our attitude. The scripture's clear that God looks at what's in our mind and heart, and so we bring an attitude before Him. If you're serving in some other capacity, if you're on security, if you're a greeter at the door, if you're in the sound tech booth, whatever the case may be, as you love your neighbors, as you lead your family, as you go be Jesus in the workplace, every bit of that, I would say, whatever you're doing, don't get wrapped up in what you're doing. Get wrapped up in your attitude for a moment. We bring an attitude. Listen to the attitude we're to have. Verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. We are called to have the attitude and the mind of Jesus, who though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. That's what we celebrate today, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is our hope. It is in Christ alone that we find our hope, our strength, our joy. Let's sing in Christ alone together, friends. let's go to the Last Supper on that Maundy Thursday. Matthew 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink it again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in my Father's kingdom." Friends, as we think about Palm Sunday and we think about the triumphal entry and the fact that Jesus came riding in on a donkey and came riding in that special way, we're reminded of the goodness of God and his grace and his mercy. And I want you to take just a moment to stop and reflect with me on what that means. As they brought palm branches waving high on who he was and declaring him as king, they were expecting a conquering king, but he knew he was headed toward the cross. He knew he was headed toward what would eventually be his death and then his resurrection. So I can't help but believe that Jesus' mind was fixed on the fact that he was going to spend that Passover meal with those disciples and truly reveal to them one final time what was about to take place. And we live with the beauty of hindsight because we know what it represented and we know what it means for us. But can you try to imagine for a moment what it must have been like for those disciples when he says, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." Friends, we know that he went to the cross for us. And because of that, we celebrate his death. For them, it was horrific. It was horrible. They didn't understand what was about to happen. But 3 days later, when he came back to life, they knew. And so for us as a resurrection people, we started off talking about that today. We celebrate communion from the resurrection point of view. So as you take the cup in a moment, the body broken for Jesus, be thankful for that, the blood spilled for him. We'll tell you when it's time.
Let's have a meal. Let me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior. I will kneel down and wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant. I am all you need. I'm the Lamb that was slain, and my blood is you clean. I'm the pure sacrifice. Let my life give you life. I'm the Lamb.
So Jesus took the bread and he broke it and he said, "Take and eat in remembrance of me." Would you take the bread? My blood shed for you. We drink in remembrance of him. Let's drink and celebrate salvation that was brought to us.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. You're the Lamb that was slain, and your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Let your life give us life. You're the Lamb that was slain, and your blood washes us clean. You're the pure sacrifice. Let your life give us life. You're the Lamb.
In this moment of worship, we cry worthy.
We cry worthy.
Close your eyes, sing it. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God.
We cry worthy.
We cry worthy.
We cry worthy is the Lamb of God.
Sing to Him, come on.
We cry.
Jesus, you are worthy. You are the Lamb that was slain for us, but you are also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the soon returning King. You will be coming again to take those who are your own. So, Father God, we thank you that you gave your life. You shed that, Jesus, you shed your blood for us that we could find salvation. That fountain of grace could come and envelop us so we don't have to live in a bed of shame. That you came and brought new life to us so that we can walk whole and free. And it doesn't have to start someday in heaven. It starts right now on this earth. We can live the kingdom life here all because of you. It's your grace. It's your mercy. And we thank you. We celebrate the cross. We celebrate Good Friday. We celebrate the fact that you brought salvation to us in such a horrific yet incredible way all at the same time. Thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus. May our minds and our hearts be ever focused on that throughout this week. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be seated, friends. I hope and pray that today's communion service has been special for you. We wanted to paint a picture and build a foundation where we could focus and remember all that God has done for us, where we could stop and reflect on the scripture and how he has provided time and time again, and then to move to the fact, understand that he's set us free. He's called us to freedom and to be free, and then to be able to take the elements together. What a blessing it has been. It's a little different service. We do this every year for Palm Sunday. So if this is your first time with us, we want you to understand the message has been the whole service. And so the invitation is this. There's no formal invitation today, but the invitation is this. I invite you to respond. If you know Jesus, don't live in that bed of shame. Walk in the freedom that's been provided for us. What we read about in Galatians, what we read about in Philippians today, what we learned about and how he provided it for us today. Walk in that new and free. Make a renewed commitment that just says, I want to walk free in him. I repent and I want to walk free and new in him. But maybe if you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you're listening on the radio or you're participating online, if you've never given your life to Jesus, hear me say this. Salvation was paid at a very dear price. Jesus paid the price. What we have celebrated through the elements of the bread and the juice, it's a symbol of the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. Jesus sacrificed for us. And so you have nothing to pay for it. You couldn't earn it if you wanted to. But we receive his free gift of salvation. If you've never given your life to Jesus, right now, just stop and say, Jesus, with my heart, with my mind, with all that I am, I give you my life. I need you. Save me. Would you ask him to do that? It's no special words. It's just you, your heart. It's an attitude of repentance that says, I don't want to be the old way. I want to be like you. I want to walk in your freedom. I need your new life. Would you give your life to him right now? I encourage you to do so. And friends, I simply want to challenge you this week as we walk through Holy Week. Look up those 28 chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and read what happened from Palm Sunday to Resurrection Sunday. 8 days total there. You'll follow the next 7 days in earnest as you'll see a number of things take place. You can see the heart of our Savior. You can see his vision for the world, and you will see what he's done for you and for me. So thank you for being here today. We are ending with a song. If you listen to contemporary worship music on the radio right now, you've heard this song in the last number of months. But it's such a fitting song on this Passion Week, on this Holy Week, as we look toward Good Friday. What makes it good? What makes it good is not the fact that Jesus died. What makes it good is the fact that his death brought new life for us. So Jesus makes it good. And listen, if you've had a week like me, I've had a rough couple of weeks, spent 4 days in the hospital. That's no fun, and everything else that goes along with that. But the reality, in those low moments, you can always stop and say, listen, no matter how bad the day may be, Sunday's coming. Resurrection Sunday's coming. God's new. God's done the work. So if you've had a tough week, maybe you've had a much worse week than I have. Maybe you've struggled in some ways, in multiple ways, and things going on. Can I say to you, listen, the cross, it seems as bad as it seemed, Friday's good because Sunday's coming. Jesus brought new life for us. So we end with a song, and that will be our dismissal.
Great light dawns in Galilee. Some say madman, some say king. Wonder-working rebel priest, Jesus Christ the Nazarene. He knew well what it would take us all from sin and grave. A perfect man would have to die, and only he could pay that price. Friday's good 'cause Sunday's coming. Don't lose hope 'cause Sunday's coming. Devil, you're done, you better start running. Friday's good 'cause Sunday's coming. So let his soldiers take him in, as his friend betrayed him with a kiss. There before the mocking crowd, like a lamb to the slaughter, didn't make a sound. Then he carried that cross to Calvary, and he shed his blood to set us free. As the nail went in, the sky went dark. The redemption of the world was on his heart.
then he breathed his last and bowed his head, the Son of God, and man was dead. With bloody hands, tears on their face, they laid him down inside that grave. But that wasn't the end. That wasn't the end. That wasn't the end. Let me tell you what happened next. The women came before the door to find that stone already gone. When they looked inside, the angel said, why you look for the living among the dead? He's alive, he's alive, hallelujah, he's alive. Give him praise, lift him high, hallelujah, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, hallelujah, he's alive. Give him praise, lift him high, hallelujah, he's alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't lose hope, the Sunday's coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now Jesus reigns upon the throne. All heaven sings to him alone. We watch and wait like a bride for a groom. Oh, church, arise, he's come.
Sing this again. Friday's good.
Friday's good because Sunday's coming. Don't lose hope because Sunday's coming. Devil, you're done, you better start running. Friday's good because Sunday's coming.
Jesus, thank you for dying. Thank you for coming back to life for us. Thank you that Sunday is our day of celebration. That Friday was good because you paid a dear price for us. As we leave this place, may we leave with this chorus on our lips and in our hearts and in our minds, that Friday's good because Sunday's coming. Oh God, thank you so much. We celebrate you this week. We mourn this week. We honor this week. We worship this week. And next Sunday, oh Father, we come to celebrate the resurrection. Thank you that Friday's good because Sunday's coming. It's in the name of Jesus, our Savior, that we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.